Now we're going to turn to the big event that happened in 1952, the big rail accident.
Yeah.
So you'd be sort of 13, 14 at the time, is that right?
Born in 38 and it was in 52, so you work it out.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Yeah. You're in the house, are you?
No.
Oh, where are you at the
time? I am sunbathing on the top of the pigsty roof. It's not as silly as it sounds, because the pigsty had a sloping roof, so you could lie on that roof and get quite a nice tan. So that's where I was, on the pigsty roof.
And how did you know something had gone terribly wrong?
By the sound. Sound of steam. Can't really describe it. There was no sort of bang or anything, as far as I can remember. It was just a lot of gushing steam you could hear.
Did you immediately know, oh, that's an accident?
No, not till I sat up and had a look. And
right, okay.
Then I saw that one of the engines was lying on its side.
Uh-huh.
So that's when I knew that something had happened.
Were you on your own at home, or was there anybody else with you?
My mother was there. Uh-huh. She was in the house.
And did she come out, or what?
Not immediately. I don't think she would notice it, perhaps.
So what did you do? Did you rush in and tell Mum, or did you rush down to the tracks?
Do you know, I can't remember what I did first. I think I probably went to tell her, and then I went down. It wasn't far down to where it had happened, but you went down a sort of steep banking and across a little stream, and then up the other side, and then you could get to where it was, yeah.
And so there's all these... Well, there's steam engines on the side, there's carriages all over the place.
Yeah, there were three or four or five carriages on the side.
What did you do?
I can't really remember what I did immediately. I helped people come out of the windows, because some people were trying to climb out of the windows, so I helped them out. And I don't know how all the other people got out. Presumably the carriages that were lying on the side, you could open the door and climb out. So I don't know how everybody got out.
Right. So there's all these people getting out and you're helping them.
Yeah.
Has help come from anywhere else?
No? Not a sign of anybody, no.
Oh, really?
I don't know whether the signalman, he wouldn't leave the signal box.
Because he'd have a phone there, wouldn't he, or a telegraph?
Yeah, he would. Yeah. He would phone up about the accident to Ribblehead, and that's how they got help up, but not for quite a while. It was a long time before anybody.
Are we talking minutes, hours?
Well, an hour and a half before anybody, and then the whole place was surrounded.
Yeah, all these people.
You couldn't move people.
So were there serious injuries?
No, there weren't many serious injuries. There was one quite bad one, a boy about my age, who was a very well-built boy, not fat, but very well-built, and he lacerated his legs from the knee to the ankle. He'd come through one of the windows.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
All right.
So that was the worst one. Uh-huh. The other ones were bits of glass in the faces.
And apart from helping them out, did you actually take any of them back to the house?
The boy back to the house. He was put in the front room on the sofa. And I can't remember when any of the medical people arrived.
Mm-hmm. How did the medical people get there? Because presumably you were saying there's no road up
there's
there.
There's no road. There was a track. To Winterscales Farm, which was a quarter of a mile below where we lived, over the railway and down in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And so vehicles could get there.
All right, and then they'd walk up from there.
Yeah.
And presumably bringing stretchers with them.
There must have been, but I don't think there were, you know.
So this took an hour and a half for the help to arrive. So in that hour and a half, were you effectively there on your own, or did Mum arrive?
She was there as well, so she was making cups of tea and things for people, and looking after this boy, front room. I mean, there wasn't anything to do, really.
At the time, did you see this as a really big event, important event, or was it just something that happened?
No, it was just something that had happened. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, looking back, it seems quite a big event.
Well, I suppose it was, yeah. No, it didn't. It just occurred to me that the train had come off the rails and that was it. It just happened.
And you were just there to help?
I was there, yes.
Anything that I haven't asked you about that you think I've missed something important out?
No, when it was all sort of, not over, but sort of not immediately afterwards, the press arrived, and that was where I was grilled by everybody from the Express to the Mail.
Okay.
So I went for a walk. Oh, they brought a big crane up from, was it Skipton or somewhere like that? It was only a couple of days before that everything had disappeared, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Because the engine, one engine was lying on its side in the ballast, and the other engine was still on the rails. Then there were three or four coaches, sort of at different angles behind the... No, it wasn't long before there was nothing, no sign of it.
Right.
A few days and it was all cleared up.